KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's mostly clear to fair, and we look for some areas of fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy skies for most of the day and a high around 43. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. In Southwest Iowa news, a traffic stop on a speeding vehicle in Fremont County earlier this morning near Percival resulted in the arrest of two people on drug charges. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports the traffic stop occurred at around 12:50 a.m. in the area of 200th Street and 200th Avenue. Deputies made contact with the driver, 26-year-old Alan James McGinnis of North Platte, Nebraska, and a passenger, 36-year-old Pamela Louise Cahoy of Thurman. A probable cause search of the vehicle was conducted, which resulted in the discovery of just over 9 ounces of a brown liquid that field tested positive for methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. After entering the jail, it was discovered that Cahoy had approximately 10 grams of a crystalline substance that field tested positive for methamphetamine concealed in a body cavity. McGinnis and Cahoy each faced charges that include possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Cahoy was also charged with introducing drugs into a correctional facility. Additional charges are currently pending. A man is in custody and faces charges that include attempted murder after a traffic stop on Highway 75 on the east side of Sioux City Thursday. Trooper John Farley says it started when a trooper pulled over a man near the city's wastewater treatment plant.
The passenger of the vehicle was found to have an active warrant, and the trooper went to go take the passenger of the vehicle into custody. He resisted. A struggle ensued. A taser deployment was issued. The striking the subject, one of the barbs did impact the suspect did render him temporarily incapacitated.
Farley says the man, who was identified as 27-year-old Anthony Walls of Omaha, recovered and took off running. He fired two shots at the trooper.
Then the subject turned east into the water treatment center, then went over the hill that is to the east, and still continued to flee.
The trooper was not injured by the shots. Sioux City Police joined the troopers and closed off the area around the treatment plant and began looking for Walls. Sioux City Police Chief Rex Mueller was able to find the man.
During that, I saw the suspect in a ravine, and both myself and Detective Kevin Erickson were lucky enough to confront him and take him into custody. He was in possession of a firearm. We did so safely.
It took just 1.5 hour to capture Walls, and Mueller credits the fast response of the various agencies for the quick capture.
We are able to close off residential areas. We essentially set up our perimeter to keep the suspect contained in the wooded area. We did not want him getting to anywhere where he had access to the public or homes, and we sealed that up very quickly. With that in mind, and luckily our perimeter worked very effectively.
The State Patrol says Walls was wanted for domestic assault on a pregnant woman. Both Walls and the driver of the vehicle were taken in for questioning, and Trooper Farley said Walls will be charged with several counts, including attempted murder. Authorities say a Sioux City man has died in a collision at a rural intersection in Plymouth County. The crash occurred around 11:40 a.m. Tuesday, about 10 miles south of Lamar's. Sheriff's officials say 26-year-old Evan Nettleton was driving west when his vehicle collided with a northbound pickup truck driven by 42-year-old Timothy Wolfswinkel of Dallas Center. Nettleton was fatally injured in the crash. The sheriff's office said Wolfswinkel didn't halt at the stop sign. He and his two daughters, ages 4 and 5, were taken to a Sioux City hospital. The collision remains under investigation. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported 3 arrests. On Monday, 41-year-old Rafael Partida of Omaha was arrested on a district court warrant for a failure to appear. He remained held in the Cass County Jail on $1,000 bond. Last Sunday, 21-year-old Colby Austin Folk of Walnut was arrested on a charge of driving while barred. Folk was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on his own recognizance. And back on December 17th, 38-year-old Jeremiah David Sims of Atlantic turned himself into the Cass County Jail. He was wanted on a district court warrant for failure to appear. Sims was booked into the Cass County Jail and released after time served. Authorities in Harlan say one person suffered unknown possible injuries during a rollover accident Christmas Day. Harlan police were called at around 2 p.m. Wednesday to 7th Street and Victoria Avenue, where a 2004 Ford Taurus was found on its top. Officials say 75-year-old Larry Leo Cruz of Harlan was turning south onto 7th Street from Victoria Avenue when he made the turn too wide and overcorrected to the left, just missing a tree. Cruz then turned sharply to the right, causing the vehicle to flip upside down. Cruz was assisted from his vehicle by medevac and Harlan Fire Department personnel. And although he initially said he wasn't injured, Cruz was transported to Murtu Medical Center by medevac ambulance as a precaution and to be checked out. The Union County Sheriff's Office says a Creston man reported Tuesday afternoon that someone had stolen 34 100-pound John Deere tractor weights from two of his tractors. The weights have an estimated value of $4,900. In our funeral announcements, Bernard Bernie Owen, age 86, of Audubon, died December 11th. A celebration of life memorial service for Bernie Owen will be today at 10 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Helen Rohnfeld, age 95, of Elkhorn, died Monday. Funeral services for Helen Rohnfeld will be today at 11:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Elsie Pfeiffer, age 84, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Elsie Pfeiffer will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Craig J. Wiskus, age 59, of Exira, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Craig Wiskus will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Ross Calvary United Methodist Church in Ross. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. John M. Robinson, age 101, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for John Robinson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Lewis United Congregational Methodist Church. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Belinda Boer Holbrook, age 65, of Stewart, died December 21st. Funeral services for Melinda Holbrook will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. The family requests everyone wear purple at the funeral service in honor of Melinda. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Mel Enfield, age 72, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died December 11th. Funeral services for Mel Enfield will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Donna McLaren, age 92, of Atlantic and formerly a longtime Cumberland-Messina area resident, died December 22nd. Family graveside services for Donna McLaren will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Messina Center Cemetery north of Messina. Roland Funeral Home has the arrangements. Patty Murphy, age 60, of Casey, died December 15th at home. A celebration of life service for Patty Murphy will be held on Saturday from 2 until 5 p.m., and that is at the Pearson Family Funeral Service and Cremation Center in Corning. Also, Linda K. Bradshaw, age 74, of Linden, died December 20th. A celebration of life open house for Linda Bradshaw will be this Sunday from 1 until 4 p.m. at the Lions Building in Linden. Twig Funeral Home in Benora has arrangements. Dr. Gary Wayne Jorgensen, Doctor of Chiropractic, age 78, of Harlan, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Dr. Gary Jorgensen will be this Tuesday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Samantha Sammy Renee Long, age 17, of Creston, died December 22nd. A celebration of life service for Sammy Long will be held in the Orient Maxburg School Gymnasium, 11 a.m. Tuesday. Powers Funeral Home in Creston has the arrangements. Craig McFarland, age 60, of Stewart, died Wednesday at his home. A gathering of family and friends of Craig McFarland will be held January 4th from 2 until 5 p.m. at the Stewart American Legion Building. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Barbara Ann Anderson, age 80, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Barbara Anderson will be held on January 10th at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. John Brewer, age 91, of Greenfield, died Thursday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare. Funeral services for John Brewer are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Arnold Goody, age 95, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Allen Place. Services for Arnold Goody are pending at Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. And Richard Peterson, age 85, of Anita, died Thursday. Services for Richard Peterson are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.